Niels Holten Andersen, a postdoctoral scholar at the University of Chicago, says mussels do two things really well. They excrete a sticky adhesive, and they can use that natural glue to repair the anchoring bond.
And the important thing to remember is that there are no cells. There's no live or living activity taking place inside these materials. The material is basically a dead material, just like our hair. So this capacity to reheal itself is completely automatic, and it's not relying on any sort of energy input from living cells.
Holten Andersen and colleagues at the University of Chicago and a team of international scientists have worked on how to turn what mussels do naturally into a synthetic material. They zeroed in on the chemistry of what the mollusks secrete and discovered metal mixed inside their thin, hold-fast fibers. Holten Andersen says iron is a key ingredient that makes the adhesive strong and flexible.
The unique thing is you can pull them apart, and if you leave them be, they can find their partners again and reheal, and that's where sort of this rehealing of the original strength comes from.
Holten Andersen and colleagues set out to replicate that in the laboratory using a synthetic polymer or a simplified version of a string of muscle protein molecules. They succeeded when they premixed the polymer with metal salts at low pH.
You instantly get an initiation of these self-healing, strong, gel-like sticky materials as soon as you do this basically stepwise process of mixing things and then increase the pH, potentially mimicking what actually happens in the natural case anyway.
Iron is the metal available to mussels in the environment. Holten Andersen says scientists can expand that palette and experiment with other metals.
We've shown so far that a metal such as titanium, for example, which is interesting from the biomedical side of things too, with implant materials and so forth, that we can actually use titanium atoms to cross-link these materials, and those materials seem to have even stronger or even higher strength than the iron-based materials.
Holten Andersen expects the nature-inspired material will have practical, medical, and industrial uses. A patent is pending on how to make the gel, which is described online in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.